The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network, Visa.com, the Visa app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we sure do appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's Bill Krakenberger live from Bar Canada at the D. It's college game day up in here. We got a little numbers game bingo. This is great. From our listener, John. What's on there? Matriculate, Tuchus Push, Dobbs Hobbs, Splitting Bets, Under a Cloud of Smoke, Iga,
Ron State Burgundy. Playoffs.
This is so great. Thank you, John. That's awesome. He's the guy. It all started with one sign.
Very cool. Where's John from?
John, where are you from, by the way?
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Oh, nice.
John's from Phoenix. It's so crowded in here, we could barely hear John above that, but I think I caught Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think I made out Phoenix.
Again, he had to push his way through the crowd.
It upsets me. The security guy, I come in, he's gone now. So we need him.
You probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I just want to thank everybody because I don't know what's going on. Is there like some year end podcast stuff happening here, Kelly?
This is where I'm supposed to be the younger, informative guy. I'm old. I don't know. There's something with Spotify doing I think Spotify Wrapped, I think is what it's called. I believe it's like a year end. Like, hey, this is what you listen to the most.
Al Craig.
So we're getting a lot of these, which is awesome.
We really appreciate it. Al Craig at Coach Craig 24. Never in doubt. My number one podcast on Spotify was A Numbers Game with Gil and Kelly. Love a bunch of VSiN podcasts as well. ANG is my daily listen, though. Thanks, guys. This is from Bob Sacamano. Thanks, Gil, for the content. CC Kelly Bidlin, because ANG was my number two most listened to. Well, thank you very much on that. We'll take number two also in that case. This is from Logan. Shout out to you and Kelly for all these moments of entertainment and knowledge. I look forward to them every day. Megapod, by the way, was number two after ANG. How about that?
There you go.
And then Tim Lawson at The Better Life. Pocket Casts has informed me that A Numbers Game was my most listened to show this year. I come for the sports betting talk, but I stay to text Gil every time. Appreciate the jokes or pick up on fun references. And on with those. I really do appreciate that from everybody. This is from Just to Follow Visa. He goes, Miller High Life for me at age 7. Just terrible.
High Life,
Schlitz
baby.
For me, Miller High Life for you. There's a whole bunch of folks telling their scam situations on the strip as well. Scott Weston also saying, my mama had candy on a table in her living room. I saw candy and gobbled it up. Worst taste ever. To this day, I will not drink coffee. I'm 48, and I was probably 8-ish at the time. Every day, you guys make me laugh, and I can't thank you enough. Love the show. And on with those. We'll get to some of the scammers maybe a little later. What were you saying? By the way, Bill Krakenberger, everybody. Hello. And Bill Krakman with the K.
Let's address something, though, because I don't know who said that to you about the scams. They're becoming more and more. And what I think he's saying, or she, whoever it was, I think they're saying that in the casinos, around the slot machines, I know there's people coming in off the strip. Security's back, just in case you want to know. Off the strip, they're coming in, and they look for marks to hustle. They'll look for you to say, hey, this machine here, or, you know, they'll show them the bonus on Ultimate X or something and try to scam them on something or another. Play this machine, play that machine. I actually know of two different people it happened to, one of which it happened to. The guy shouldn't have tried to, him and his crew. It was actually three of them. So, you know, big, intimidating guys, too. But my buddy from South Philly was in town and then went after them all. He chased them out of the casino. They'll try to show you bonuses and say, hey, this is going to hit here. You know, I hit these already and they're on to me, security here. It's all BS. But if you're, you know, local yokel from the middle of America or something, you don't know any better.
Everybody's as savvy. Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but you know, the way their pitch is actually pretty good because you're playing video poker already. So, you know, the basics of video poker, and they'll show you a video poker machine that is in a bonus mode, and you can get it in a bonus mode real easy. They're trying to tell you it's happened multiple places. I know it happened that over at TI, the Wynn, that whole area there. It's up and down the strip. So definitely look out for scams when you come to town. Just know that, you know, there is groups of hustlers, and they're trying to hustle you out of your money. That's their goal is to hustle you out of your money in casinos. And I know it does go on, and people don't talk about it a lot.
Well, let me read one of these. Mike Stacks. Bellagio Conservatory last January. I'm with my girlfriend. A lady comes up, grabs both of our hands, and puts a bracelet around our wrist.
Yep.
She then says, money. She pulls out a yellow pad, told us to write our name, how much we gave, or should give. The list had all money amounts, but what a scam.
They have a pack. I've seen that also on the crosswalks, but I haven't seen it in the casino. Wow. They sell bracelets.
I think this was
They're
crosswalk.
They're actually trying
probably.
To put it on your arm.
Oh, no, yeah. Bellagio Conservatory. It was inside.
No,
yeah.
And they're actually trying to put it on your arm, and they'll the casinos will throw you out.
Oh, so security, sure. Of course they
Security's going to throw you out for that.
Yeah.
And they should. But, you know, you don't want to be hustled now in the casino. Even Jesus,
that's amazing. Brian M, this one isn't really a scam.
Sure.
This one's more funny than just a scam. He goes, my Las Vegas trip story is I was walking with my uncle. Guy had a sign that said kick me in the let's say the chestnuts.
Yeah.
$20. Points at me and says, for you, only $10. I start stretching, doing punter warm-up kicks. Tell him I won the Ray Guy for College Punter of the
Year.
Oh, my
God.
He adds, and no, I didn't win the award, play college football or even punt in high school. But anyway, that's just a funny one. But yeah, I mean, people have these. In the Bellagio Conservatory, someone has the brazen nature of doing that. That's incredible.
Just, you have to keep your head on a swivel. Gil, you said this many times. There is different things that are out there around town walking around outside casinos, but even inside casinos.
Yes.
Especially like in between the slot machines. Most of the casinos now will have a black plastic particle board or something in the middle, so someone can't reach over from the next bank and grab your pocketbook or whatever's in the center here. You know what I'm saying? When you're playing, you put your pocketbook down.
Yeah. You've talked about this before.
Yes.
Things
you would never think about. You're in a casino. You wouldn't think, I'm safe here.
I'm gonna push back on that. I never put my stuff down. Like that, like casually.
And you're a man. Think about that.
The notion of doing that, I have a filter that won't allow me to do that because I don't want to have to worry about one more thing. So I'll never, Deborah Song fashion stylist, I always joke with her, right? Because we would like get up from a dinner table and like her sunglasses would be as far away from her as possible. I'd be like, how did those end up there? And like, what do you think is going to happen to this sunglasses? Like people are very casual with their stuff, right? And so they're almost they're just opening up that possibility. I don't want to ever open up that possibility. But because you have to be aware of that.
You know how many times I walked through a casino, a strip casino or especially, that you'll walk through and you'll see a lady just casually playing the slot machine, her pocketbook over her shoulder would open.
Yes.
And I'm like, open. Look, and I actually will say something.
Open.
And
that's right.
I'll actually say, miss, you're in Vegas here. You got to watch your pocketbook. Someone could reach right in and they'll say, oh, thank you.
Oh, really?
You know,
they would be like, they'd look at you and they'd be like, what did you take?
No, or they would be mind your own business. You know,
trying
to help. I mean, and I probably should mind my own business. But I see these things before they happen, though. So,
What was that you were teasing before the break about coins? What was that?
So if you play video poker, you always should play the max amount of coins because you want to go for the maximum jackpot. So what I was saying was I seen a lady and they're everywhere. You could see people play. She was playing one coin at a time instead of playing. I videotaped it I didn't show her face or anything. I'm not out to embarrass her. I'm just out to show people what you should and should not do. So she's playing one coin at a time on video poker and at $2, a $2 level. The maximum will be $10 a hand, but she's playing $2 level, and she's only playing one coin at a time. Well, if she hits a royal flush, she gets 250 coins, which will be $500. You could play a quarter machine, little silver quarters, five quarters at a time, which you should play max. The jackpot is $1,000. So what I'm saying, you can actually play less money, you know what I'm saying, less money, and get more of a return. You should never play less than the full amount on video poker. The same thing if you're going for a jackpot on a reel. If you're going for a progressive jackpot on a reel, a mega bucks, a wheel of fortune, a max, you have to play the full amount of coins. I mean, how much of a fool would you feel if you're putting one coin at a time in and instead of hitting you know, $1 million,
it's almost worse than losing.
Bucks.
It's almost worse than losing.
Yeah, yeah, it's almost worse. Exactly.
It's almost worse than losing.
You have to play the max coins. I'm just trying to help some people out there. If you're going to gamble on that, play it the right way.
Kelly Bidelon, you hit something last night?
Yeah, I hit four aces and a kicker. Playing it with the exact way Bill's talking about. We were talking about it off air. It's just one of those. That is literally something for people that play video poker. You could just say over and over again, because I think there's a lot of people that come in this town that they come to play for the free drinks and stuff like that, and they don't think about that part of it. And yeah, it might be, we might be talking a little bit more long-term players right here, Bill, but like that's part of the edge that you have.
Well, you actually threw a big, big, giant wrench in the game. If you're there to get free drinks, and I smell cigarettes, if you're there to get free drinks, maybe there's something to play in the one coin with the bartender, and you're trying to get a free drink.
I don't think so, because it's still dollar amount.
Oh,
so
okay.
you're right. Even if it's you're doing $2 one time, you'd still be better off doing the 50 cents maxed out, or you know.
Now someone told me you guys would know, but you would probably know better. Do they have a light that comes on after you play so many in order to get your free drink?
It depends. Totally depends where you're playing at. But okay. A lot of the strip hotels will be, it's not just free drinks if you're playing. It's you have to play a certain amount to get a free drink. And yes, there is usually a light. There's usually a light
comes on
and
says, okay, he's put through $10.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's for the bartender. They see it, not you, right?
It's a red light, green light system. So if you're green, you're good for a free drink. If you're red, you're not ready yet. So the key is you order a drink, drink about half of it down, then start firing away, Bill. And then you're like, I'm green, I'm really good to go.
Wow. It's amazing, huh?
See? Incredible. I gotta get Weston on here. There's so much he wants to say about slots. And casino inefficiencies and stuff. We'll come back. More Unscripted with Crackman. Bill Krakenberger, right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The holidays are here. Let Omaha Steaks take the guesswork out of gifting. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you use promo code VSiN at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. Send tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignons, mouth-watering burgers, gourmet jumbo franks, or even easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use promo code VSIN at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I kind of slow jammed the Omaha Steaks thing, Kelly.
Yeah,
you know, just for effect.
When you just said juicy.
Sorry juicy. About that. That was another thing my mom used to say that used to bother me. She uses the word juice plurals. Where are the juices? That always bothered me, like when she referred to that word plural.
Yep.
Terrible. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Tom Mast 313. With thousands of season tickets for sale this Sunday against the Falcons, is this a publicity stunt by the Jets to keep fans' interest? Have the Jets learned that the need is a bona fide backup next season? Yeah, getting back to our conversation earlier that we had about Aaron Rodgers and this whole Mishu Goss about him coming back. Trust the glove. My Achilles and your two mock the entire convo. He won't be driving off that leg for a while. The hurt and the memory must be replaced in our heads. Mine worked out great. Apparently yours also. It did. The numbers guys, they sang a little jingle for us. Billy said, who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with dew. That's old Candyman.
The old
song.
Candyman, but they put the crack man in. Thank you very
much. Cover it in chocolate with a miracle or two. He's got the whole lyrics down here. The crack man can. All right, we can
That's
sing.
Funny,
We're just going to sing for the rest of the show. Numbers, guys, a little jingle for you. This is from, we'll get to one here, Ryan Hyatt. Let the ANG record show. Gil will tell you about his Achilles, but he will not tell you about great sushi places. A man must have clear boundaries set when being a public figure. That's correct. You're on to me. Bainbridge DeWeese. My wife and son showed me their Spotify Wrapped videos last night. I thought they were dumb. Now I'm bummed. I don't use Spotify to listen, so I could see just how many hours I actually did listen to ANG and Beating the Book this year. Hint, it's a big number. Thank you, Bainbridge DeWeese. John B. mentioning he's the first, he's calling himself out now on Twitter. He says, I'm the first Numbers Game signed guy in 5 years. We'll have thousands of fans behind the set and mascot heads. Appreciate that. This is from Indiana Jet. A few years ago, I was walking through Planet Hollywood when a guy came up and gave me a pink breast cancer awareness bracelet, then asked for a donation. I knew it was a scam per se, but I was on a heater that weekend, so I gave him $5 to avoid the bad juju. Yeah, I'd have done that too, probably. If you're on a roll, you're like, all right, I'll just take the money.
Yeah, those are exactly what I'm talking about, though. Like, it's the bracelets. Like, they come in different forms and fashions, and that's exactly what they're doing. I still can't believe the one about inside the Bellagio.
Inside the Bellagio is brazen. Yeah. And Bill's right. They'll be scuttled in a heartbeat once they're found out. You know, just talk about this Mark Cuban thing real quick, because I'm fascinated by this. I know many people might not be, but it's interesting to me. Mark Cuban sort of out of the, I guess it was kind of out of the blue, or at least I didn't know he was shopping this around.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, who was basically the full owner of the Dallas Mavericks, has sold a majority stake of the Mavericks to partly the Adelson family of the Sands Corporation here in Las Vegas. 57% is what I heard of the Dallas Mavericks at a valuation of $3.5 billion. So I don't know about y'all, but my first reaction was the Skins just got sold for $6.05 billion.
Jesus.
And they're valued as one of the most lucrative franchises in all of sports. So for the Mavericks to go for a valuation of $3.5 billion, I was like, wow, that's a lot. But, you know, I was having a back and forth with Joe Pita about this, because he tweeted about this. And Joe is far, far more intelligent about these types of financial matters than I. But it was fascinating when we were talking about it, because it's sort of, not to turn this into CNBC, but it's sort of a fascinating lesson for young people in their 20s and 30s, which is actually, when you think about it, while it sounds like this was this massive appreciation, by the way, he made tons of money on the deal, obviously, because he bought it a long time ago. But in the span of time, the 23 years from him purchasing the Mavericks after he sold Broadcast.com for billions till now, and I think he purchased the Mavs for like less than $300 million, I want to say, and now he sold his portion for $2 billion, again, at a $3.5 billion valuation. Over those 23 years, actually, if you look at the S&P 500, the Mavericks' appreciation would rank 124th out of those 500 companies. So while it makes us for a sexy headline, if Mark Cuban had just used that money to buy Nike stock, he'd have more money now than what he just got. He'd have made more money on that proportionally. So it's what it is now. Now, obviously, it doesn't feed your ego in the same way not to own a professional franchise. And, you know, you still don't get to run a basketball team. It's not nearly as fun having some stock as it is owning a professional sports franchise. But it is a lesson for folks in their 20s and 30s that, let me just take, forget Nike, because some people think Nike's sexy. Let's talk about some boring old tractor company like John Deere. John Deere stock outperformed the Dallas Mavericks as an investment since 2000. So if you're in your 20s or 30s, the real lesson in all of this should be not that you shouldn't aspire to make billions and own a sports franchise, but that you should max out your 401k, do everything that everybody's telling you to do. You can make it, will compound over time in a way that is actually better than that headline from Mark Cuban. That's your CNBC moment.
Okay. That was the Wolf of Wall Street, I think.
Yeah, that was a Wolf of Wall Street moment.
Blue chip stocks, Billy. Right.
I just think it's really, and by the way, I had no idea he was thinking about doing this. Now, that we were also speculating earlier, not us just alone, but the scuttle on all this, the scuttlebutt, I believe the kids call it, is that now he will run for president of the United States of America.
I heard that.
Would you, Bill Krakenberger, vote for Mark Cuban?
No.
Would you bet on Mark Cuban to win the presidency?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
You would.
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, Kelly was saying, I don't know what he stands for.
Oh. I have no idea what he stands for besides money.
I have no idea. He is a tribesman. That's checking the good column.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I hate to bring politics in. You brought it up. I just think he'd be on the Joe Biden team. So I got nothing.
It's not Bill's team.
I want nothing to do with that.
I'm not sure he would be, by the way.
I'm trying to find someone that even voted for Biden.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know that that's a correct assumption.
You know, on to sports for a second here, if you don't mind.
Sorry. You didn't like that moment of finance talk?
No, the finance stuff was tough, but I there's a side of me that no one knows. I get nuts with politics sometimes, but it's tough for me to start talking about my palms start sweating and And I start thinking.
We weren't really talking politics.
Yeah. Well, okay. Should he be voted for? Would I vote for him or would I bet on him?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's a bet. No big deal. Hey, listen.
I'm normally with Bill anyways. Beyond the politics.
I don't know. All right. Okay. Sorry to make you feel uncomfortable.
No, I don't feel uncomfortable. Yeah. It's always a tough topic at like dinner or something.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Because people believe what they believe about anything. Yes. There's no convincing them otherwise. Here's what I've learned. If people are going to change their opinions, it's going to have to be on their own over time. It's not because somebody else made them change their mind.
Yeah.
It just is.
I think people are fed up, though. I think people are fed up with what's going on now and stuff and things. And, you know, I think people are really fed up, in my own opinion. We'll see what happens election time.
Sounds political.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Fez sent a teaser that he just bet. He sent a $5,000 teaser, which then I go and I bet the same thing. You could see right there. Okay. I said, you know what? It's not a bad idea.
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, sure.
Cowboys, Jaguars teaser.
Right, Cowboys, Jaguars. Now, situational. This is very situational because I won't bet even at Circa. I'm not laying 13-10 on a 6-point teaser. I'm not laying that. $1.20 is the most dollar. First of all, you can't beat more than $1.20 on a teaser. Like I said, I used to lay 6-point at 5 different shops, 6-point even money teasers when I first started betting. Went to $1.10. $1.20, yes, you could still beat it, but it's aggravating. Now there's no more $1.20 in Las Vegas. So, but he pointed out how Circa is a good teaser on this teaser. And I was like, wow, at first I was like, wow, 13-10. But he's right. Like Dallas, it's 9.5, 9 at most shops. And they have 8.5. So there's a half point of value there. You're going to tease it down through the key numbers, the Wong teaser for 7, then through the 3, down to 2.5. Same thing on the other side of this teaser, Jacksonville. Circa has an 8. There's actually 9s almost everywhere, 8.5, 9s everywhere. So already, you're getting the good value there on the 8. It's more of the value on the 8.5, which is tonight's game, though, because I believe Circa, if you push a teaser, you lose, which I don't agree with. Sorry. Listen, I love the place. Love Derek. Love everything. You can't
That's
tease.
That's incorrect.
Well, you get your money back?
No. I'm saying what you're saying is what? Well, I agree with you. You can't, by definition, bring a two-team teaser down and justify it as anything else but.
It's not only here. It's all over town.
No, it's not all over town.
Well, no, you're right. Caesars is different.
MGM is different.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't agree with that one. So, I mean, throw me off air. I don't care. What are you going to do?
You're saying about the Fezzik thing, it's the rare good.
It's tonight's number. It's the keyer number.
It's the rare tonight. Good minus 130 teaser is what he's saying. We're coming back. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
In the NBA, the game can change in an instant, but no matter how the action unfolds, you know DraftKings Sportsbook has your back. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on basketball. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSiN. The crown is yours. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Auburnist, I was wondering where the McLaughlin Group was being broadcast now. Do you remember that show? Morton Condra. It was like this round table political show back in the day.
No, don't remember.
That's old school.
That's funny.
Todd Bubba Horowitz. Compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. The markets have gone up 8.5% year over year since they started and 10% since 1950. We were talking about the Cuban sale moments ago through that lens. Jesse Welch. What's interesting to me about the whole Mark Cuban thing is that I heard him on a podcast talking about how cable's dying and that in the coming years, the NBA's viewership is in major jeopardy due to streaming. Wonder if that's a factor to this. And by the way, we've gone an entire hour and a half without mentioning how easy peasy the Right Angle Sports pick was on the show yesterday.
Yep.
Shout out to Michael Craig, Ed Golden, and everybody else. Our Gary Beard, among those who said, feeling bummed I didn't make the bingo board for bringing back the first initial. However, banking the over in the Davidson-Charlotte game makes things all good. We got a bunch of those from folks yesterday. They were pumped. That thing was over. We had the over Red Angle Sports gave us out the over in the Davidson-Charlotte game. It had gone over the total with 8 minutes left in the game, and I think ended up over 160, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't see the final score. I saw the score at halftime, though, and it was still like, it was like 33-36 or something.
Still in doubt.
They must have scored a ton early in the second half.
That's exactly right.
I got a couple tweets and texts then, right when it hit.
Let's see, over the levy, still $1.10 with a local on 6-point teasers. Legal sports betting all over the country, and the underground business is bigger than ever. You know what? You know what that did jog my memory on when we were just talking about some other stuff before the break. Fezzik's teaser.
Yep.
Did you see this same game parlay over at ESPN Bet making the rounds on Twitter?
Yeah, that was.
You see this, Kelly?
Yeah. It's a bad deal.
So it was. I'm doing this off memory. I think it was like a 6-legger. Don't hold me to that. It could have been 5, but everyone hit but one was a push. Right.
The one push. The rest of them won.
And it was a. Multi-leg. Was it a parlay or a tease? I think it was a parlay, wasn't it?
I think it was a parlay.
Yeah, parlay. Multi-leg parlay. And
it was like 5 or 6 legs. You're right. I don't remember the details, but it was like 5 or 6.
And they didn't get paid on it.
I wouldn't be surprised with that book.
Now, here's the thing. This is a key detail. It's a same game parlay. So I'm curious, because we don't have an ESPN bet. Obviously, if it's a regular parlay and they are not paying out for that, that is just wrong, right? Because there is a mathematical formula to it, and you get paid on it. The issue with the same game parlay, and I'm curious about this because I don't know, because we don't have them here, with the exception of one book now, Caesars, right? But I haven't done them to any extent, and have not had that kind of situation happen. So if on a same game parlay, because the math is by definition incorrect.
Correct.
Right? You're not getting as much bang for your buck as you would have had you built it by yourself, or even if you were allowed to have done it by yourself, which in many cases you're not, because they're correlated. Because of the fact that you are playing something that is oftentimes correlated and doesn't, whether it's correlated or not, doesn't have the proper bang for your buck, do they get away with that because there's no mathematical way, therefore, to correct something that is already fuzzy math?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I still think that it somehow should have reverted somehow.
I do too, but I think that's the answer.
But now that you put that into the mix, you know, that's the old bar stool book.
Yes.
You know, and I know there's all the stoolies they love. They love the Portnoy and stuff, and he's very funny, great pizza reviews. I just hated when he came on and talked about how us sports bettors are so bad and related us to blackjack card counters. We have to get rid of these guys that know what they're doing. Nothing would surprise me over there. Am I right? ESPN Bet is is the old Barstool, right?
Yeah, it's the old Barstool.
Well, yeah, Penn Gaming, right?
Yeah, it was Penn, that. Yes. And then, Or I guess it's.
I don't know. Let's get some tweets on. I'm sure there's people in the rest of the country saying game parlays. Have you pushed on a leg? What happened? Because I don't know.
That is my guess. My guess is that something that is not mathematically sound, they get away with that because of that.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't make it any better, by the way. But I think that's my guess. I could be very wrong.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, but you're right to your point, Bill, but whatever the case is, it goes against the constitution of betting, period. Right. It goes against the spirit if you hit 5 out of 6 legs of something like that, and the other one is a push, the fact that you wouldn't get paid out on it just goes against the integrity of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you have to watch these things and these, you know, they're not giving you nothing. Trust me, the sports books are tightening down more and more on any kind of bonus, promotion, boost. Boy, I'll tell you, when they first started, though, in Jersey, it was bombs over Tokyo. It was unbelievable how many people were out there collecting some sick bonus. Look at Randy and the whole crew. They moved to Colorado based on Colorado getting sports betting. That's how juicy the bonuses were. I mean,
lived in North Dakota his whole life, and it's like I can't resist any longer.
Oh no! I mean, how can you not? They were giving away 5-figure bonuses. They were literally giving away real money. It wasn't free bets. It wasn't. It was five figure bonuses they were giving away, and it just some of the deals that they had casino. They were casino. How many casino hosts I know jumped over from being a host in a casino to working for DraftKings, FanDuel, Barstool? They've all were over there giving out ridiculous bonuses, and they were great. They were great. They were great for all of us that took advantage of it back then. They're gone though. Now they give you, you know, you bet $5, you get $200 back. I mean, but back in the day, they were, and some of the boost bets. I know a guy that was making a living just off boost bets, which are normally a bad bet. However, he found where they were a good bet, some of the boost. And he would go in there and literally every single Sunday, Monday, and Thursday night, he was betting the boost, and he was just killing it. And it was on DK.
I've asked you this before. Yeah. I'll ask you this again. We are now more than 5 years past the ruling of PASPA being unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court in May of 2018. If we could go back to that day, and it's you and I talking, and if I said to you, hey, 5 years from now, what do you picture the whole landscape being? Do you think it would have been close to this?
Put
yourself in your brain then.
I think, because I didn't know it was going to be so many states. What do we have, 30 states?
31 or 31? Something? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that if I was to look back at it now, I thought now it would be better than it is, believe it or not.
Yes, I think that's the consensus.
Yeah, I thought it would.
When you consider the limiting, now a lack of bonuses, when you put it all in the mix.
But let's face it. I can go back to New Jersey. I used to go back all the time. How many times was I on your show during this time of the year?
Always.
I went back once this whole season. And
you used to be in Jersey all the time.
I used to go all the time. And I don't do it anymore because all the apps, they do not want guys that win. They don't want people that win. So if you don't win, I mean, if you're
welcome
to come in.
You also love the bonuses too, right?
Well, the bonuses were good too. Yeah. However, I would still play because the numbers are so soft. I would still play the DraftKings, the FanDuels, the Barstools, which is now called ESPN Bet, the different sports books back in New Jersey. I would play all these sports books if they allowed me to play on the app. I'm only allowed to play at the counter, which I'm actually happy I am allowed to play at the counter because the numbers are that good sometimes on these different types of bets that are so good to play.
The other part of it, and I would have put this as us thinking this at like minus 500, that we would have thought Nevada would have changed by now.
Oh, definitely.
That, I mean, minus 500 minimum, we would have thought that.
Definitely.
That other operators would have been in by now. But it didn't take long, though, for us. I'd say in the five-year span, I would say a year and a half in for me, I was like, oh, this may never happen.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, really.
For multiple reasons.
You have places here that control risk for the country, but yet you're not allowed to play in Nevada here. It's unbelievable. It really
is. It's both sides, right? There's the lobby here, the stations types that don't want these folks in because they got their local folks.
Yes.
And then it's also, I would say, the bigger operators elsewhere who probably at some point look at Nevada, and as sexy as Las Vegas is specifically, Nevada is not populous enough to really care that much ultimately
about.
That's
good. You're right.
You know, where they're probably like, it's not really worth this hassle. So... Again,
I think it's a little bit of both. I think I'm still surprised there's not more operators here, but it's crazy. It's crazy how long it's been since I've even thought about that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We
used to bring it up all the time.
So true.
And for 99% of the public, it's absolutely fine. They come here, they can play with their apps here in town, and stuff. They don't need the DraftKings and FanDuels here. I understand.
Well, we were just talking about the operation of the Caesars app and how bad the app is.
App's terrible.
And Kelly had the best comment. He's like, just for like pride in your job, don't you care to fix this app? And the answer is, I guess they don't.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
They don't want bets.
No. They offer a lot of ways to bet.
I'm sorry, we're refreshing again.
They offer a lot of ways to bet, but you're right. The app is no good.
We'll come back, wrap things up with Crack Man. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event, date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts' leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, betting guides, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up for our Black Friday special now. Get access to everything we do through May 1st for only $60. That's at vsin.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. After this show, I'll be doing the Megapod from this desk. Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I welcome a gentleman upon whose shoulders the podcast was built in part. VR Ace, by popular demand, on the show. So we're looking forward to that coming up. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Thank you, everybody, for being so responsive about everything. This is from Todd Bubba Horwitz. He said ESPN is just dealing with that. He says, but people still bet through him. I've pushed the parlay when it gets taken down one leg. It happened to him. Matthew Mayberry says on DK, most SGP legs have a half point, so there aren't many pushes. Not all legs, but most do have a half.
That's good.
Silent Mike D. Hey, Silent Mike D, how you doing? He goes, Gil, you're absolutely correct concerning stock market versus the Mavericks, but you're not counting any cash he's pulled out of the Mavs in 20 years, similar to dividends paid out. You are correct, sir. This is removing that from the equation. Yes, that is correct. This is from a lot of people commenting on the same game parlay stuff. Montreal Max. I know you like Montreal Max. He said,
good guy.
On your same game parlay push topic, I saw this poster had the same thing happen using Bet365 on same game props. So in other words, hit every leg of a parlay, but one was a push.
Jesus.
Didn't get paid out.
It's a giant parlay, too.
Caesars. All this is from my .02. He says Caesars also will call a same game parlay a push with one void. Whereas Carter Wilcher said, I also saw that scenario of one push, but another leg loses, it's graded as a loss. Meaning if early leg pushes instead of a total voided push, it waits to see if a later leg loses to grade as a loss. Can't 100% confirm, but yikes if so. Yes, that's a great point too, that you win them all, but you push on one, you get, you don't get the win, you get refunded. But in that scenario, what he's talking about, where you get a loss early, Instead of it being, they wait to see. Oh no, there's like a push early. Let me get this right. But basically, it's the same scenario. If you get a push early, they wait to see if you get a loss. Obviously, beforehand, it doesn't get refunded immediately.
Gotcha.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's kind of a free roll.
So it's still live until it's not.
Right. Basically. Jason Stark, hey, Gil and Kelly. Now here's the other side, right? He goes, both DK and Advocate Coral, they, if you push one leg of an SGP, they recalculate it and they do pay you.
Okay, so like that's
so for, it's book by book.
It's book by book. That was the question.
And he says ESPN bet is criminal.
Thank you, everybody,
that.
For tweeting it.
Thank
but
you,
that was guys. The question.
Yes.
Was the same game parlay, you know, if there's one leg
so
of that.
It's about same game parlays. So I think I'm right about the,
yes,
they get away with that because the math is already fuzzy on those. And because something is created with fuzzy math, they can't fuzzy math you back down, sort of thing. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's the reason. And by the way, and what we've learned here is that books play it differently from book to book. So know that going in. Everybody chiming in, really appreciate that. Should I read this? Bert Wiedemeyer, valid points, Gil, about the SGP. But to me, no matter how you swing it, they need to get paid. By the way, how was Bookie last night? Can't wait to see it. Oh, by the way, Bookie premiered after, like it premieres today after midnight. So it's on today, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we were saying that yesterday, it was midnight yesterday.
Yes, it's actually, in real life terms, it's today.
Yeah, yes, correct. Yeah.
By the way, Bakai didn't correct me on it either. He was
I think that's kind of the TV world we live in, right? Yeah. It was probably midnight Eastern, right? So it was probably even 9 o'clock.
The reason
here.
I didn't give a time is because we live in a world now where times are so fluid with this stuff. It doesn't matter.
Go watch it.
It's up. Yeah, bookie is now up. I haven't seen it yet.
And I don't know, like, how many things have we talked about today that have to do exactly with this same topic? I love the idea of the show.
Yes.
Of just you're a struggling bookie in California because all these other states are legalizing it around you, and you know your job's going to disappear.
And legalization is looming in exactly. California, like, so they think.
Like, how many things have we talked about on the show today that it's like they all have to do with, like, this whole weird world of betting that we're in, depending on which state you live in? It's incredible.
Again, sorry, guys. Had to get a little shot of hot toddy back there.
You okay?
A little tickle. No, I wanted to ask about the bookie thing, too. It wasn't on?
No. Well, it is. It's available right now, but we haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
We had Nick Bakay on yesterday.
I know you did.
Yeah, Nick Bakay, who's just awesome. It stars Sebastian Maniscalco and Charlie Sheen, among others. Omar Dorsey's on there as well. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. How cool is Sebastian doing all these kind of movies? You know, he's been in so many, like The Irishman.
Can you listen to an hour and a half, 2 hours of Maniscalco talking like that?
Yeah.
But in doses like this on a show, it's probably great.
Yeah, he was in The Green Book, which was, The Green Book, right? Yeah, it was fantastic.
I didn't see that.
Award-winning movie. I can't believe you guys didn't see it. Yeah, I think you guys would both. You would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get out much anymore.
Well, you don't have to get out for that.
You got to get all your tips from Ortega, you know, on these
Ortegas. We got to get the very snobby Oscar picks from Brian Ortega coming up at some point.
Someone asked, Stringfellow Hawk asked, can you guys explain why laying the 9 minus 08 is better than laying minus 8.5 minus 15? I don't actually know the value of each one, but I could just tell you, like, the 9, pretty much a dead number. Yes, of course, I'd rather lay the minus 9 minus 08 than rather laying 15 cents on the 8.5. There are sometimes you'll see charts. I know Las Vegas Chris put up a really good chart a couple of years ago, how the value of each number and or how many times the numbers come out. But that's a situation where, and I don't know where you're looking at the lines there. You have lines from different sports books. That's pretty cool, actually. That means you're a shopper. You're shopping lines. And I do see that. Yes, in that case, sir, minus 9, minus 08. It's just 7 cents more for to land on the 9. The 9's not worth 7 cents, so that's part of an answer there. But nice tweets from every week. We get a ton of tweets.
Best listeners, I will say this till I die, is the best listeners ever on a numbers game. Really,
they really are.
Love it. Lou Finicaro texts me in, just talking about what we were briefly talking about with bookies. Like, street bookies will always be around because they take money on the cuff, meaning up front, no cash down. He's
Lou
right.
is spot.
He's right about that. 100%
spot
right.
On. Yeah, I mean,
we don't doubt
the only
that.
Thing with that, Lou, because I know I've had a lot of experience over the years. I used to bet with a lot of straight. But listen, that's where I'm from. So, that, you know, throughout the 70s, 80s, 90s, I guess the 80s, 80s, 90s.
90s, we all did still through the
90s. Yeah, 90s, 2000s. Well. The problem is it's the exact opposite of what it was back then. Then you had to worry about the player's not paying if you're a bookmaker. Now I worry about the street bookmaker not
great
paying.
Great call.
If I had 50% of what I'm owed by street bookmakers in my life, I would probably just give everything up. It's a sick, sick number. It's a sick number. Bookmakers just, they don't have to pay because of all these new PPH business that stands for pay per head. The only show on the network that could probably talk about this. A proper explanation. Everyone could be a bookmaker now. You can go to a site, you could send, you know, $500 to an offshore site, and all of a sudden now you get a bank of account numbers. You can give them out to people in the poker room, and now you're a bookmaker. So that's why I can't trust bookmakers now. I have to play with brick and mortars because I do not trust bookmakers to pay me street books. Yeah. So, but they'll always be around, of course. And not only will they always be around, you know, I remember the New York Post. I talked about this once or twice on the show when Paps was revealed, reversed. And I remember the New York Post said, the end of the mafia. Like, where did this writer come from? Mars? No, not the end of the mafia. It's actually going to be bigger for the street bookmaker down the line. Because what happens? You're introducing gambling to a whole new genre of kids and new people that never gambled before. Well, what happens after that? They don't have post-up money anymore. They go to their local book. They go to their local bar, their local pool hall, and they say, you know, I used to play with this book. I've just ran out on the money. Oh no, my buddy books. Yeah, he'll give you an account, and you can pay when you get paid. paid. So now all the street bookmakers are going to make more money in the end because they have more volume from people that never gambled before. So that, in my opinion, and by the way, they don't have the money to pay. So bookie, which street bookmakers you have to pay?
Bookie on Max. Available now.
Yeah. Let's see what this is.
Where we talk about the 9.5, the 8. You have any play on tonight's game? Seattle and Dallas? Anything?
I just bet that with Fez. I bet the $5,000. Like Fez.
The teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because it is. It's the only 8.5 available. So it's not a bad, 6-point teaser. You could tease it down. And then you could get off your position. You could middle the game. I don't usually don't do that, but you
can. Kelly,
do
you're
that.
On the teaser as well.
I'm on the same thing.
Yep. Cowboys leg. Who did you pair with?
Cowboys and Jags. Same thing.
Cowboys and Jags.
Oh, yeah, you teased that on the opener.
Okay. Yep. There you go. No. Not in the long teaser range in most spots right now. Now at 9 consensus on this, but as we talked about, some people might manipulate as well. Bill, yeah. Thank you as always.
Hey, thanks guys. Thanks for having me on.
Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with a K. We've done all we can do. Best bets is next. I'm gonna go do the Megapod. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.